Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are visiting with Pastor Matt Anderson from Audubon, and he has some events coming up that we want to talk about. Hello to you.
How do you do?
Thank you for coming to Backyard and Beyond. And we're going to talk about the Power Team and Gospel Music Hour. What are we talking about here, Matt?
Yes, the Power Team is a world-class bodybuilders that do feats of strength. They are a ministry from Dallas, Texas, and they have been in ministry for 30 years. They have been in over 10,000 churches and do assemblies at school and speak on youth issues. They're just very entertaining. They bring a positive message, and they're just awesome people personally anyway too. So
their business is ministry, but they have chosen another way to do this than most people think of. When you talk about feats of strength, give us an example.
Well, they tear 2-inch phone books in half with their bare hands, license plates with their bare hands, they break baseball bats, and also large quantities of bricks, concrete bricks.
So, you know, those are kind of things I always think of the brick thing when we talk about feats of strength. How many people will be in this program?
The team is made up of 4 members. There is a manager, 2 males, and they are going to send us a beautiful female this year to do feats of strength.
Why not?
Yeah.
Sounds very interesting. Now, people are going to have more than one opportunity to kind of meet these folks, see what they're doing, and hear their message. So kind of list those, and we'll do that again before we end here, Matt. But when can people come and see these folks?
Actually, it's for the T-Bone Days in Audubon, which will happen on Thursday the 5th and Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th. And it will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, 6 o'clock on Friday, and 6 p.m. also on Saturday. And then Sunday morning, the team breaks up and goes into the local churches for a special message.
Okay. Now, where is all this happening? Where the 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock ones, where are those located?
The 7 and 6 o'clock on Thursday and Friday is at the Agra Hall at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And then Saturday will be in the park downtown. Okay. Stage in Audubon.
And do we have to pay a fee to come?
No,
see
it's open to the public. There probably will be a love offering, but it's open to the public.
A great opportunity to see some interesting things happening. And I think it sounds like to me these folks are such role models for young people, but maybe for all of us.
Well, it sure is, because their age limit is not targeted by far, because anybody that sees them is just amazed because of the feats of strength that they do.
I think this would truly be a time to use the word awesome.
Yes.
We kind of overuse that word, but some things really are awesome.
That's right.
So, and when they go into the churches, as you say, more people will be able to meet them and so on. Let's talk a little bit about how all of this came together.
Okay. A year ago in Audubon, actually 2 years ago, I started pastoring in Audubon at the Audubon Assembly of God Church. And we went to a conference, and a gentleman came up to me and said, if there's anything we can help, we are connected with Youth Alive Ministries, and anything that we can help, let us know. And so I called him. I said, yeah, we're going to need some help over here. So he says, well, here's what we do. We have a thing that's called the Ethos Project, and it goes into and does assemblies at the school, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and they talk about teen issues such as peer pressures, choices, quality choices, just different issues that kids deal with.
Sex, drug, and...
Yes, that too.
I mean, you know, that's
choices.
Part of those choices. That's part of those choices.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Abstinence and things like that. Yeah. Yep. So we got them to come. I approached the Ministerial Association, and they all loved the idea. All the churches in Audubon were in favor of this, and they came and did a program. And then in the evening, They had a special message for the public. It was open to the public, and the public got a chance to see that all the churches are working together, and they all in agreement about this, and that we care about Audubon High School. Mm-hmm. And so it was a wonderful thing. Then 2.5 months ago, it was approached to me with the power team. And I once again pitched it to the Ministerial Association, and they much rather liked the Ethos Project again, so it will be coming again this year, September 14th.
But that's great to kind of continue that on, because sometimes people come in, they go away, and it's like, you know, well, yeah, that was really good, but now I've sort of forgotten it. I think that second time around may have more impact.
That's true. And not only is it just an event function, but it's the follow-up is the most important, because we can come and do a function and the event come and go and it be gone and we be forgotten. Mm-hmm. But we attach other programs and other activities and things wrapped around that so that it keeps it going until the next year comes around. Mm-hmm. And the Power Team was a great opportunity. Now this year, I had to find another venue other than the high school to bring this in. So the T-Bone Days was coming up, and so I spoke with the Chamber of Commerce and the T-Bone Committee, and they approved of it. And it's just been history ever since then. It's just the doors have just been opened, and it's just been a great deal.
It sounds like to me that there's been a lot of community involvement, some of that beyond the Ministerial Association.
That's true. To raise some funds, it's not a free thing that for them to come at airlines and room and board and hospitality. There's a lot of outside things that took place too. Place for them to stay, vehicles to drive. Obviously, the things that they're going to break and tear up was being donated also. And it's just been a blessing, and I really appreciate the community of Audubon having an open heart and willingness to share that with everyone.
And we probably can't mention everybody, but you said the Elkhorn American is?
Yes, they're going to be staying at the Elkhorn American hotel over there, and they've been very generous in that area. So
that's one example of how a community gets involved with all of this, and that's what makes it successful. And hopefully the word is kind of getting around, like, hey, you don't want to miss this, and you've given them so many opportunities that people can come and see what's going on. Yes. How long does the program last?
Well, it's about an hour and a half each event, each evening.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's quite the program, right?
Now, have you, beyond the one at school, have you seen this particular, not individuals, but the bodybuilders, have you seen that group perform? It's beyond perform, but have you seen them?
I was actually born and raised in Elkhorn. And then I went to Houston, Texas for 26 years. And while I was down there, I had heard about them and seen them. And I was very familiar with them. And I know the work and the ministry that they do. And it's very pure motivated. And I just hear nothing but good things about
them. Yeah, this isn't something new. This ministry has been going on for a long time.
30 years.
So again, it's not just something that's like, oh, well, let's try this out. It has some...
Yes, they have a track record, very good track record.
Long-term soundness to it. Yep. And so, again, let's review the times and places where people can come to this event.
Okay. That would be this coming weekend. It'd be a Thursday at the Agri Hall at 7, Friday also at the Agri Hall at 6, and Saturday p.m. at 6 at the downtown park in Audubon, Iowa.
And then, of course, in your churches. So go
yes,
to church
on Sunday morning. They will not be doing feats of strength on Sunday morning. They have a message to bring.
Probably get a little more personally acquainted, I'm thinking, church services. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. But sounds like you just don't want to miss that. So we want to thank you, Pastor Matt Anderson, for coming to visit with us about that.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, short and sweet, always, always, always be true to yourself.